When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
American soccer fans, welcome to episode 117 of the USA Soccer Cast. We are bringing you everything about the U.S. national teams, the players, the leagues, and everything else that impacts the game of soccer in these United States. I'm Donald Wine. It's October 25th, 2023, and we have a women's national team window upon us. It all starts tomorrow, or as you get this in your feed, on Thursday, October 26th, when the U.S. women's national team take on Colombia in Salt Lake City. It's the first of two matches that they will play against Colombia this weekend, the other coming on Sunday in San Diego. I will see you all in San Diego at Snapdragon. Of course, San Diego, that's the start of three straight weekends of women's soccer at that stadium. The women's national team match on Sunday, then the San Diego Wave will host their first NWSL playoff game as the Shield winners the following weekend. And then on November 11th, we have the NWSL championship that will also take place at Snapdragon Stadium. So should be a great set of weeks of soccer for those San Diegans. Should be a fun weekend for U.S. soccer. And this is an intriguing matchup because, as I mentioned, we are facing Colombia. Colombia made it to the quarterfinals of the 2023 Women's World Cup, and they dazzled as they did. There are some great, great players on this team, from the veterans, Carolina Arias, Lydia Andrade, and Daniela Montoya. But we also have some of the next greatest players in the world. Some of these youngins. Linda Caicedo, plays for Real Madrid, is an absolute baller. And you have Manuela Venegas. She dazzled during the World Cup as well. So Colombia is one of those teams that is going to try and dazzle, wow, and really just play you off the ball. And these matches between Colombia and the United States in the past have been physical. They've been chippy at times. And sometimes it hasn't been a good style of soccer for the United States. So this is a huge test for them as they continue to evaluate this team in the post-World Cup era. And honestly, there's a lot of transition for this women's national team roster still. There's still not a permanent head coach. Twila Kilgore will take the reign again as interim head coach this month. It is expected that by the time the women play in December against China, again, another opponent that played at the World Cup, once those games happen, we should have a permanent head coach, and it's unclear who that will be. There's a lot of candidates out there. We will get into that as they, you know, kind of whittle it down to a final few. But let's focus on this game. We have, of course, a 27-player roster, which is a big roster. Usually, they're around 24, 25, maybe 26 if there's injuries. But having a full 27 players is something that we haven't seen yet, and it means that we have some players back. So let's go through the roster. For goalkeepers, we have Aubrey Kingsbury, Casey Murphy, and Alyssa Nair. No changes there. For defenders, we have Elena Cook, Crystal Dunn, Emily Fox, Naomi Girma, Sofia Huerta, Casey Kruger, Becky Sauerbrunn, Emily Sonnet, and M.A. Vignola. The big one on this list, Becky Sauerbrunn, who, unfortunately, the captain before the World Cup, had to miss the World Cup due to injury, is now back on the team. And again, she thinks it's a chance for her to fight once again for her spot. And I like that mentality. Fight for everything you have, even though she's getting up there in years and you know, the number of years she's been on this national team. She is a world-class veteran, a legend on this team. And as some of the legends that we said goodbye to last month, Becky is a part of that crew. But she is saying, no, I want to play this out. I want to play for my spot. I want to earn every minute that I get, and I want to help this team win. For midfielders, we have Sam Coffey, who returns to the team, Savannah DeMello, Lindsay Horan, Olivia Moultrie in her first ever call-up to the national team, and then we also have Ashley Sanchez and Andy Sullivan in their returns to the team. And then forwards, Mia Fischel's back, Ashley Hatch, Alex Morgan, Midge Purse, Trinity Rodman, Jaden Shaw, Sophia Smith is back after being injured, Alyssa Thompson, and Lynn Williams. That is a loaded front core, or at least front unit of players. 9 forwards, 9 defenders, 6 midfielders to couple with the 3 goalkeepers on this roster. I honestly don't know what to expect from this team this weekend, because there's a lot of formations that they could go, they could try out. There's a lot of players who need to get time on the field to kind of see, again, how they play and if they can produce. There's going to be a lot of questions about who's going to provide scoring, who's going to, again, try to separate themselves from the rest of the pack. This 27-person roster, of course, there's going to be people coming in and out over the next few months, but as we get to the Women's Gold Cup, that number reduces to 23. And then once we get to the Olympics next summer, that is going to be 18, maybe with a few alternates, but on for the actual roster, the ones that would get the medals, there's only 18 of them. And it's going to be a very fun way. And it's going to be a very interesting few months, because the United States women's national team, again, has a lot of transition. There's some players who are fighting for that final opportunity to win a gold medal. And then there's also this new crop of players who are coming up who want to show that they are the core of this team, that they're not the future anymore, that the future is now, and that they should be the ones kind of taking this torch and moving it forward and taking this team, putting it on their back. I'm really excited to see them play Colombia, because again, I think it's an intriguing matchup, fascinating matchup, especially given how well Colombia played at the Women's World Cup. And it's a chance for the United States to kind of say, hey, look, if we want to get back to the top of the pile, the top of the rankings where they feel they belong, and to say that they're the best team in the world, they have to start by defeating teams like Colombia, who are really good, who can, again, on a good day or a bad day, take them out and do and dazzle while doing it. So I'm looking forward to these games. The women's national team needs another great window. Last window, they played South Africa. They did not concede a goal. It'd be great to do that this time around, but it's hard to expect that when you have some of the firepower that Las Cafeteras have on their roster. So we'll leave it there. Going to take a quick break. On the other side, an interesting mailbag question that I would love to discuss after this. Hey everyone, are you looking for the latest gear for your U.S. national teams, Major League Soccer, the NWSL, or any other team in the world of soccer? The USA Soccercast has affiliate partnerships that are ready to help you out. Head to linktree.com/USA Soccercast, where we have links to Homage, Fanatics, the MLS Store, and Breaking Feet. You can get the jersey, shirt, hat, or accessory you're looking for to support your team, while also saving some money and helping this show in the process. Again, linktree.com/USA Soccercast. Click on the links and get your gear. And we thank you, as always, for your support of the show. We are back, and we are dipping into the mailbag. We're sticking with the women's national team, but last week I got a great, great question from one of my best friends, Amit Patel, and shout out to Amit, Hannah, Josh, and Indy. I wanted to discuss this question because I think in light of Megan Rapinoe retiring, it brought up a lot of feelings and a lot of thoughts in my mind about where, you know, where I could go. And so the question that Amit asked is, with Megan Rapinoe retiring, who is your all-time top 11 for the U.S. women's national team, or top roster? You can have a starting 11 and a bench. So, Amit, I'm going to take privileges, and I'm going to say I'm going to do a full 18, a starting 11 and a bench. And when you think about some of the players that have come through this program from the mid-1980s until now, it's very hard. I mean, the list that I had probably had like 50 names on it, and trying to whittle that down to, of course, some of the players that I feel, you know, are my favorites, some of the players that I think are easily some of the best that have ever come through this program, and some of those that I'm leaving on the editing room floor. There's a lot of players that are household names that aren't on my list, but they may be on yours. And so, of course, we want to hear you after you do this. after we go through this list, I want to hear from you. Chime in on Twitter at USA Soccercast, usasoccercast@gmail.com. You can email your 11 and I'll read some on the show if some of them are different or very interesting. And I can comment on yours just as you love for you to hear. Just as I would love to hear what you think of my starting 11 and bench, my game day roster, if you will, for my all-time women's national team 11. So I'm going to start with goalkeeper. There's only one choice for me. It's Brianna Scurry. Brianna Scurry is the greatest goalkeeper that we've ever had. She has won a World Cup. She is was dominant for almost, you know, a decade and a half. And Brianna Scurry is one of the first players that I saw play for the national team that I was like, yeah, we out here. Like, Brianna Scurry was that woman. She is the real deal. And there's no goalkeeper that I would want. If it was a game for my life, Brianna Scurry would be in goal. That's how I see it. She is easily one of the greatest players that have ever come through this program. Defenders, this was a little interesting. I had some that I was going back and forth with, but I settled on this. Christine Lilly, Brandi Chastain, Becky Sauerbrunn, and Crystal Dunn. And Crystal Dunn is the one that I struggled with the most because I want her to be a midfielder. I've always wanted her to be a midfielder, but I think her only thing that she has done wrong in this world is she became the best left back on the planet. And that's not her fault. That's just how good she is. But the fact that she has been the best left back in the world, she was the best left back in the world for a good period, maybe 4, 5, 6 years. I am going to put her at that left back position, put Christine Lilly back there, Brandi Chastain back there, and Becky Sauerbrunn. I think those are three of the players that I enjoyed watching the most. Becky Sauerbrunn is one of my favorite players ever. And Brandi Chastain, not only is she, I mean, she's known for the penalty kick in 1999 to win the World Cup, but she was so dominant in her time in the national team that it's hard to leave her, keep her off of this roster. Midfielders. I start with Michelle Akers, who I think is the greatest U.S. women's national team player ever. End of story. Done. Michelle Akers has always been my pick for the best talent that we've ever produced on the women's side, and she still is. Lauren Holiday, a absolute beast in the midfield. The fact that she retired when she was, I think she was 27 when she retired. Like, if she played another 4 or 5 years, again, people might be looking at her as arguably the greatest that has ever put on the U.S. crest with the stars on it. And then Shannon Box, an absolute force in the midfield, could score, could defend, could intimidate you, could take you out. Like, Shannon Box was awesome to watch. And that was a field pick for me. So Akers, Holiday, and Box in the middle. And then our forwards. Mia Hamm, do I have to explain that? No, I didn't think so. Abby Wambach, do I really need to explain that either? No, didn't think so. And Kristen Press. Kristen Press is arguably my favorite forward ever. She's one of my favorite players that has ever played. And Kristen Press had the most dominant run I have ever seen from anyone in soccer. She went 38 games producing a goal or an assist or both for the women's national team at the peak of their greatness. It's simply incredible. And every single time, and there was a couple of them where she had bangers, there was a couple game winners, a couple, you know, walk-offs, and every single time she got the ball at her feet, you felt like something good was going to happen. And the greatest thing about it is that she proved you right every time. Kristen Press has to be on my list, and she is definitely starting in the middle for me. Now, I want to talk about the bench because there's some players that obviously didn't make the roster or didn't make the starting 11, but they make my bench. Alyssa Nair, I think, is the second best keeper. Some people will go Hope Solo, but Alyssa Nair, look, I seen her play in the 2019. Ain't nobody stopping her. She won a lot of a favor with me by basically willing us to that World Cup as a goalkeeper. I'm putting her on my bench. Julie Ertz, I don't need to say anything about Julie Ertz. She's one of the greatest midfielders that ever lived. Like, she's incredible. Roosevelt, one of my favorites. Absolute dynamite. Kate Markgraf, shout out Detroit Country Day, my high school. Kate Markgraf went there. I have seen her play in high school. I've seen her play in college. I've seen her play on the international level. Just one of the best. And I think the player, until Becky passed her a while ago, the one player who went the longest without scoring a goal for the national team. She had almost 200 caps before she scored a goal. Megan Rapinoe, look, Megan Rapinoe is one of the greatest players out there. And having her do free kicks in her prime, having her, again, take PKs in her time, I know that's a sore subject given what happened at the World Cup, but hey, that was the second time she'd missed ever in her life. And so I would take, again, game for my life. I want her, you know, to be out there to take penalties for me, because I think time in and time out, she has delivered for the U.S. women's national team. Natasha Kai is another one that I think it might be underrated by a lot of people. She was a just a demon. Like she did everything. And it felt like, again, she may not have scored the goals, but she set up a lot with her play. She set up a lot, but just being in the right positions to make the great decisions with the soccer ball. Absolutely amazing player. And then finally, Heather O'Reilly. Heather O'Reilly did so many great things for such a long time. It's hard to keep her off of this game day roster, so to speak. So that's who I have. And again, there are some players that I really love that I had to leave on the bench or even off the bench. They're sitting in the stands with us. But for this all-time 11 and the bench, I think that's what I'm going with. What are you going with? I think you should let me know what you think about my 18. I think you should let me know what your 18 would be, if it's a little different, if there's players that you'd put in and out. Again, at USA SoccerCast on Twitter, usasoccercast@gmail.com. Send us emails. We will read some on the show if we get some good responses. And that will do it for episode 117 of the USA SoccerCast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, follow us on Twitter. We are at USA SoccerCast. I've said it a few times. I'll say it one more time. USA SoccerCast on Twitter. Don't forget, we have affiliate programs with Homage, Fanatics, MLS Store, and Breaking Tee. Head to linktree.com/USA SoccerCast to learn more. You can click the links to those sites, and you can support the show while getting the latest and greatest gear. And again, topic suggestions are welcome. Thank you again to my buddy Amit Patel for that question about the all-time women's national team roster. Email your topic suggestions. Email your questions to usasoccercast@gmail.com, or again, you can tag us on Twitter. We'll talk to you again soon. Peace.